We are joined on the line now by Sahar Muranovich, who is a board member of the Council on American Islamic Relations Oregon branch. And the group recently put out a statement calling for the resignation of Clackamas County Commissioner Mark Schull. And I wonder if you could talk about why you're calling for Mark Schull's resignation.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. As many are aware, we were made aware of a lot of really heinous statements that were made by Mark Scholl on his public Facebook page leading up to the election. These are not just light statements, people say things from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I was young, etc. Just a year ago, he said Islam is ISIS and ISIS is Islam, or that Muslims will always deceive and cannot be trusted, or that Somali refugees are invaders, or disparate, really disgusting things about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, including about trans folks, including about Black Lives Matter, just a whole lot of stuff. And, forgiveness is absolutely something that can happen, but true forgiveness comes with true repentance and accountability. Mark Scholl came out with a statement, did not really apologize, only said something about, this was years ago and whatnot, again, which does not address the situation at hand. And also the fact that these were really targeted, directed statements makes it that he is not fit to be in a leadership position. Being a county commissioner for a county with over 400,000 people, you said things that could very much affect the community members there, and it was directed, targeted statements. There should be a D-Day against Islam is not a light statement that one can just brush off. So while Mark Scholl works on himself and comes to terms with these very violent, very bigoted statements, he should not be in a position of power, residing in a position that makes decisions for so many people when people see how he actually thinks about them.
And I understand it wasn't just attacks on Islam or on Muslims, but also transphobic comments.
Yes, absolutely. And, trigger warning, I'm gonna say it. He made statements like, if a crazy dude wants to dress up like a woman, we all have to go along with it and believe it, which is just disgusting. There is an entire page and website where a community member has graciously put together documenting all of Mark Scholl's statements, because he quickly tried to go and delete things and whatnot. It does not stop with anti-Muslim comments. It doesn't stop with anti-immigrant comments. He has also said things about Black Lives Matter. He was asked at a press conference on Monday about Black Lives Matter, and he responded with All Lives Matter. There's just a whole lot there. It's not directed at just one group. It's directed at a whole lot of historically and currently marginalized communities, and it's just really ugly. There's calls to action, and especially after everything we just saw at the Capitol a couple weeks ago, words have consequences, words have power. When you are saying things like having a D-Day against an entire religion, that's not just a light statement, especially as an elected official. You are held to higher standards as an elected official.
And what are some of the groups that have called for the resignation of Mark Schull? I understand in addition to CARE Oregon, there's also been a statement by Portland City Council and a number of other groups.
Yes. We, given just the gravity and heinousness of these statements, we are being joined in this call for resignation from many, many other groups and individuals. We have a large number of state legislators that have signed on, all of the Multnomah County commissioners, the majority of Washington County commissioners. His own county commission chair, Cutie Smith, called for his resignation. Was it a week ago or so? We've had this call being made by Unite Oregon, by APANO, by Clackamas DSA, Black Millennial Movement, East County Rising, NARAL, Planned Parenthood Association, Coalition of Communities of Color, next up. Again, more local folks, clergy, school board members. We also have a whole lot of more locally based Clackamas County leaders, including mayors and city councilors. So this goes very far. There's a large number of individuals, elected officials, and organizations calling for this, just given the nature of what we all saw.
Now, Clackamas County Chair Tootie Smith, you said, had called for Mark Schell's resignation. She herself came under fire in November when she publicly stated that she was going to violate Kate Brown's call to limit social gatherings at Thanksgiving, and she was going to have an unmasked gathering with a lot of family and friends. Now, she has said that the county has a resolution passed last year to address systemic disparities and that she'll be working with the Equity and Inclusion Office. Is there action being taken by Tootie Smith and Clackamas County to address this or to investigate Mark Schell?
You know, that's a great question. I think it was yesterday that the budget committee, the Clackamas County Budget Committee members were attempting to strip Commissioner Mark Schell's compensation as an elected official, given his statements, as one of the options here, given that thus far he has refused to resign. Mark Schell is making $8,700 per month taxpayer money. And unfortunately, Tootie Smith came out and didn't even let that motion go through or happen and called it disgusting and political, which I don't understand, given that this is elected officials in a political space. But so unfortunately, there was pushback when it came to, you know, making a tangible attempt at addressing and having consequences for Mark Schell. There was the resolution, was it last week, that the county voted on, including Mark Schell himself, voted on a resolution, both censuring him and calling for his resignation. They all voted for it, Mark Schell as well. And then he said he's not resigning. So it has been extremely disappointing in that regard. And it is very disappointing seeing Tootie Smith thinking real consequences taking place regarding this is making it political or it being disgusting. You know, if you agree that these were egregious statements, if you agree that you do not stand for this and it is causing harm for the commission as a whole and for the county, then there needs to be real consequences and accountability.
So if Mark Schell refuses to resign and the county seems unable to remove him from his post, are there other options? Is there a recall or another way to have him removed for his really, really derogatory statements and comments?
Yes. So there is always the option of a recall campaign, which is something that community organizers are working on regularly when it comes to other elected officials that need to be held accountable as well. That is a process that happens 6 months after someone is elected. So that would be a little bit further into the future. In the meantime, you know, folks, organizations, elected officials, others, are really hoping that it doesn't need to get to that, but it will absolutely, you know, be an option if he refuses to resign and continues to take in over $100,000 while calling for the extermination of Muslims.
Well, thank you very much. And we will continue to follow this story, of course, on KBOO Radio. Again, I've been speaking with Saha Maranovic, who is on the board of the Council on American Islamic Relations here in Oregon. Saha, thank you so much for joining us on KBOO today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO Radio.